And let's return now to our main story, which we're covering throughout the morning. President Obama promises that whoever attacked the Boston Marathon will feel what he called the full weight of justice. At the same time, investigators are warning it may take some time to apply that weight. When the Olympics were bombed back in 1996, it took years to find the proper suspect.
What we do know is that two improvised explosive devices went off in the crowd near the finish line. They were not sophisticated, but were deadly, killing three and injuring more than 140 people.
A White House official says the attack is being treated as an act of terrorism. No one has claimed responsibility, and no suspects have been arrested.
When you watch the video of the explosions, you see many people fleeing in panic. But what's also astonishing is that many others are actually running towards the scene. Police, National Guardsmen, and just ordinary people hurrying into the chaos to help victims.
And there were stories of kindness as well when flight cancellations and other problems stranded marathon runners and their families in Boston. Many Bostonians offered up their homes and their hospitality. They provided extra beds. They provided couches, transportation to the airport, or just warm meals.
Which all reminded us of a quote from the late children's performer Fred Rogers. It's a quote that was posted on many social media pages after the shooting at Connecticut's Sandy Hook Elementary School.
When I was a little boy and something bad happened in the news, my mother would tell me to look for the helpers. You'll always find people helping, she'd say. And I've found that that's true. In fact, it's one of the best things about our wonderful world.
Look for the helpers. Words by Mr. Rogers that were proven true again yesterday in Boston. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.